Question 5. Which of the following IOS commands will generate interface VLAN 10 if it doesn't exist? A. Enable VLAN 10. B. Interface VLAN 10. C. INIT VLAN 10. D. Enable Interface 10. Or E. Config VLAN 10. The correct answer is B. Interface VLAN 10. Question 6. The execution of the CSMA/CD access method is described by which two of the following statements? A. In a CSMA/CD collision domain, stations have to wait until the media is no longer in use before sending out data. B. Numerous stations can successfully send out data simultaneously in a CSMA/CD collision domain. C. The station that detected a collision after it happened has the first priority to resend the data that is lost. D. After a collision and prior to transmitting data, all the stations involved run similar back-off algorithm and therefore synchronize with one another. E. One way to improve the execution of the CSMA/CD access method is to enlarge the size of collisions domains by the use of hubs. The correct answers are A. In a CSMA/CD collision domain, stations have to wait until the media is no longer in use before sending out data. And D. After a collision and prior to transmitting data, all the stations involved run similar back-off algorithm and therefore synchronize with one another. Question 7. Your company doubled in size in the past year, and there is a projection of more growth in the future as displayed below. Accounting. 50 current users with projected growth of 100 users. Marketing. 20 current users with projected growth of 60 users. IT. 15 current users with projected growth of 32 users. And client services. 50 current users with projected growth of 100 users. Presently, all the hosts in the company are in the 10.20.20.0/24 range. Which of the following is the best step you should take to remedy the situation and guarantee future growth? A. No action. The current range will accommodate future growth. B. Change the subnet mask of all the hosts to 255.255.255.0. C. Change the subnet mask to all the hosts to 255.255.252.0. Or D. Change the subnet mask of all the hosts to 255.255.254.0. The correct answer is D. Change the subnet mask to all the hosts to 255.255.254.0. Question 8. What are the benefits of using switches over hubs? Select all the options that apply. A. Simultaneous frame transmissions. B. Increase the number of collision domains. C. Increase the maximum length of cabling between devices. D. Filter frames based on MAC addresses. And E. Increase size of broadcast domains. The correct answers are B. Increase the number of collision domains, A. Simultaneous frame transmissions, and D. Filter frames based on MAC addresses. Question 9. For host addresses in the 172.16.240.32/27 subnet, which two of the following addresses are available? A. 172.16.240.62. B. 172.16.240.63. C. 172.16.240.63.